Welcome to Art Heroes with JPH, where we believe art heals, connects, and galvanizes. I'm your host, Joanna Patrice Haggerty. On this show, I am honored to have some of the nation's most innovative leaders, artists, and creative business owners to share their unique and valuable experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Dana Ruggiero, who is an award-winning documentarian and healing listener. Salon.com wrote, "By trade, Dana is an environmentalist. Her work ranges from filmmaking to beginning her career as a spokesperson. However, her most skilled work might come in the form of organizing conversations or simply starting them. In a print feature, Women's Day magazine showcased Dana as an earth mother, an art activist who isn't just fighting for cleaner air and water, but protecting a community's most precious resource, its people. Dana was honored in 2022 as winner of the Maya Deren Short Film Innovation Prize for her insightful, essential documentaries, but also her human spirit to make the world more aware of itself through her various projects. I brought Dana on to talk about her work with the Gulf Coast Mural Project, the Climate Listening Project, and more. But first, Dana, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. I am honored. I'm thrilled to be here.
It's so wonderful. This is sort of our first conversation. We were just saying sometimes getting right out the gate and putting it on print is a wonderful thing to see what comes out. But I'm just so honored to hear about the way that you use art and community conversation for activism. And I can't wait to dive in a little more.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the listening work that you do. And you know, it's all about listening for me. The Climate Listening Project, is all about sort of making a documentary, making films, sharing truth, sharing stories. But the listening is also really about healing. And I think art and listening, you know, what you're doing, this is all such important work. So thank you.
Oh, well, my background in mental health makes me always realize that everybody's story is really valuable, and we clearly share that. So let's dive in a bit to your story. What I usually do with new guests is talk about why they ended up where they are. And I usually like to do that from who was young Dana? What was life like for you as a kid? How did you grow up? And how did you segue into being this documentarian, healing listener, and all the work that you're doing now? I mean, no big question, right? Tell us your life story. Go.
No, it's funny. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, maybe don't know, and there's so many wonderful paths to take in life, but I definitely was very into nature and became a little bit of an activist, you know, from a very young age, and then got a chance to work right at 19 in college with animals, you know, taking animals on TV, talking about these things that I really cared about. And I think a lot of it was, you know, just talking about it, telling people like, we have to do this and please, you know, do this, care about the environment and care about each other. And I think I just one day decided to sort of not do that all the time. And instead just really listen. And, you know, and so it's like, you know, giving others a chance to share their stories and being the listener then helps me to connect in a different way. You know, I mean, I've had a chance along the Gulf Coast for my new film, The Gulf Coast Love Story. I'm listening to artists, and this is the connection, this love for the Gulf Coast by artists here that are inspired by the Gulf in so many ways to create their art. We have, you know, the blues, jazz, and all kinds of amazing painters. And it's just a rich, rich place in, you know, artists and in biodiversity. It's a threatened place by petrochemicals and LNG, and Cancer Alley is down here. And so we're connected then by this love for this place. And so through, you know, instead of going out on a talking tour and telling everybody that we need to stop doing all this bad stuff, it's about listening and getting artists together to create and to heal so that we can then come together listening and decide what, like, what is the vision for the future that we want? Because this ain't it, you know?
Because it is not serving anyone. Wow, I've got some major goosebumps. There's so many beautiful pieces of conversation to dive into. And before we go more into the Gulf Coast Love Story Project and what you've been doing, where was your first project? Where did you, like you said, was it the animals that you started working with them? And how did you get into that, you know, really as a career to start with? Because part of what I like to do is help artists and creatives realize where the paths to career is, right? We're told a lot of times as creatives, you're not going to make money, go get a real job, don't do these things. But you're such a wonderful example of, I'm going to believe in the things I am, and I'm going to find where they fit together, right? You use nature activism and art to really create that. So I want to unpack a little bit more of how you got into sort of these films and documentaries, and then really also hit on the reason listening is so important too, because man, you got me there. I agree completely.
Thank you. You know, I was getting an opportunity to connect with so many cool animals, and I was taking tigers and snakes and, wow, you know, all these animals on television that were very, maybe endangered or internationally exotic in some way a lot of times, and talking about, you know, we need to save the tigers on television here in the United States to people that are maybe disconnected from that in a certain way. But we also know tigers, and we see them, we all recognize a picture of a tiger, right? Or we can describe a tiger, maybe, you know, like we know the tiger, what a tiger is, and we're all connected by that. You know, I can easily say to anybody, hey, tigers, huh? And they're like, yeah, I know what that is. So just like love for the Gulf, love for animals, I saw as a connector as well, to easily open those conversations to bigger things around, you know, really the international endangered species trade or, deeper issues. And so I went back to school to get my master's in environmental policy and study these environmental laws that actually are the ways that we really do protect our environment and each other. And so I had an opportunity while I was studying to sort of, you know, step away from the front of the camera. I had been doing that my whole 20s. I was taking animals on TV and, you know, all of that. And so then I got behind the camera and I was touring around the country, having an opportunity to listen to celebrities basically in the green movement and actual celebrities from acting or singing, whatever. And so, you know, I'm around these amazing people. I took this internship while I was in school. I wasn't making any money, like 500, you know, whatever, like stipend thing. And I'm like traveling, and yet here I am with these amazing people. And so I'm with Bill McKibben and Amy Goodman and, you know, Danny Glover and just like these huge, amazing celebrities and people. And I'm like, how come nobody's filming this? Somebody should be recording these conversations. I start filming it with my friend on a GoPro that like in darkness with no sound. It was horrible. These films were the worst films. And basically I just set up the camera and I'd say, okay, talk, you know, and they would talk and I'd film it. And so I partnered with Discovery Communications. That's who my friend was. And we placed these, Discovery had just bought treehugger.com. They were looking for video content at this time. Social media was just starting to be able to share video in a new way. And so I shared these little horrible clips and I had no idea what I was doing. And what ended up happening was we got some money from Chevy Volt. The new GM was launching their first, I think it was like a big deal, like their first electric vehicle that was really going to be mainstream. And so I then had an opportunity to take the Chevy Volt around California to film sustainable wineries, biodynamic wineries, small farms, even community gardens in food deserts or school gardens, things like that. Everything to do with food. Even met with Michelle Branch. Oop, my dog is shaking.
You know, animals are a part of your story, so it makes total sense.
Even, you know, had a chance to meet with some celebrities like Adam Savage from Mythbusters to Bust Food Myths, and Michelle Branch, the amazing singer. her to see backyard chickens. And so, you know, did this 3-week tour in a Chevy Volt with a camera that we had just bought. I had no idea how to use it. I didn't know. I did all this research, and I said to my friend who was with Discovery, I'm like, hey, I need good mics. I need, like, sound and lighting is going to be the most important things. And he's like, no, let's not even worry about that. And so we just hit the road, and I'm like filming these things. I didn't even know half the time if the interviews were really recording. I mean, we're just doing it, and we were sharing these stories via social media. And then Whole Foods was sharing them through their magazine. NPR picked up stories. And then this guy became super duper famous and is one of the top YouTube food influencers, you know, now. And it's super wonderful.
That is so amazing. Dana, there's so many fun things that are coming out of what you're saying. One of the things I have to reflect back for you is part of what I see you've done as an artist and a creative and an entrepreneur is used the dichotomy of life. Like, you talk about being in front of the camera and then being behind it. Whether you knew what you were doing behind it, you were going to figure it out. You started speaking and then learned that listening can be just as valuable and helpful. And I just think that, speaking of humanity and loving humanity, that is such a valuable point to realize. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to understand it all. We have to be willing to dive in and explore. And for me, who works with artists and creatives in the business sense, there's also a couple little, like, business takeaways. I also have been working with clients on social media and getting videos out and doing things. And it's so terrifying. The first video is always feels awful, even if it's produced really beautifully, right? So I love how you bring up, it doesn't really matter the quality. It's more about being willing to get started and figuring out along the way. A lot of the experts in business say your first 100 videos are just going to be bad. So expect that. But you didn't allow that to stop you because you knew the stories and messages needed to be told. And I love how you were pulling from so many different individuals, right? Experts and celebrities and everybody coming together to saying, this isn't the world that we want. So let's fast forward a tiny bit and talk a little bit about, again, some of these newer projects you've been in, the Gulf Coast Listening Project, and this love story piece. So where do we want to go from here?
Oh my gosh, you know, it really is, I think, the dichotomy, what you were saying, it really is reflective of the project and the listening piece. The thing that people have said to me the most is, you know, you allow me to be my whole self. Like, the listening, I don't know that I even now am a good filmmaker. Like, you know, I mean, you always keep trying to create. And I've made so many short films now, and I've won awards, and it's been amazing. And here I am now on this new journey with the Gulf Coast Love Story to, you know, I mean, I've worked on amazing Emmy-winning series. I've worked on really big, cool things, big celebrities, things like this. But, you know, after making all these short films on my, you know, on my project, on my own, you know, all these, you know, for 5 years now, with COVID in the middle there and all, but, you know, for me, this Gulf Coast Love Story has been the first time where I've really had time to do deep, deep listening. And so I've been doing pre-listening sort of for a year now, you know, with no intention, like, we've got to get the film made right now in this film this year. So we've made a 25-minute piece that is a sample piece, and it is a short film on its own. But that now I'm starting on embarking on this new journey of making my first feature film. And I'm still considered a first-time filmmaker because I've never made a feature film. And I'm 42 years old, about to, just a brand new baby filmmaker, about to start on, you know, my new journey here. And I have no idea what I'm doing. And I'm meeting with, you know, I've got accepted into this big law lab out of Hollywood, and I'm embarking on things that I have no idea what I'm doing. But the thing that I've seen even now of people saying to me, Dana, what you do and the work that you do in the documentary work and is real listening, and we've been wanting somebody to do that. We've been waiting for somebody to really do that, or to, even these young students at the University of Houston, we did a little sample showing of the film, a little test showing, and did a live mural, and it was amazing. And the students were like, you know, one young woman is like, what you do is important for humanity, because just you being yourself and being here and showing us these people that were being themselves, it allows me to feel like I can be myself. And I felt good having you near me while I was making my art. And I felt, you know, we had 30 plus students come by and paint this mural with us. And what they said about the film and about the work, it really is about being together and this listening and this love. And like, so now I'm able to really continue this journey here. It's not so extractive. There's equity, there's love, there's listening and healing, and it's a movement. You know, it's really a wonderful, fun experience with this Gulf Coast Love Story film. I'm enjoying just a whole new journey now.
Amazing. And I want to maybe spend a little bit of time for anybody who may be trying to understand this conversation about listening. And I'd love to unpack that a little bit. What do you mean when you mean deep listening? What, you know, because right now, not only in the Gulf Coast, but like you mentioned, animals are struggling, humans are struggling. There are real crises at almost every avenue you turn to. So this deep listening is one that can really allow us to heal and move forward, but it's not a very easily understood concept. So in, you know, a few short minutes, how can we unpack that for others, and how can they use that in business and their families and their personal lives?
So I would just, you know, say in art, you know, yes, I want to be able to take a picture of anything that I want to take a picture of, that I'm going through life in this wonderful world of wonderment all the time. And I love it. But the reality is what am I taking a picture of? Is it helping? Is it hurting? How, you know, what's the impact of what I'm doing? And so when we think about, you know, what we're painting, you know, this Gulf Coast murals is really about listening and seeing. We're painting businesses that were destroyed in a hurricane so that we can really remember them, and also let it be known that that's the kind of future we want to build. We're visioning for the future. We're remembering a time before the fossil fuels. Like, we're allowing these truths to be told where histories have been deleted in the past. And a lot of times, filmmakers or artists, you know, we can come into a community, take the stories, leave. Now they no longer own their story. Now the story's been bought by Netflix, and now their story will never get out, you know? And so, you know, what were the people that were photographing, the people that were painting, the areas even, the, you know, painters can have an amazing impact on our society of painting the glaciers that maybe our children won't see, the tigers, right, that are now endangered. And there's importance to art of documentation, of truth telling, and but the listening is saying, I'm in the fight with you. I don't need you to stay as a victim so that I can tell the story of how you lost your home in the hurricane. I want to cheer with you when you buy your new home. Yeah. I want funders to come in and help you. I want these stories to be told so that others can be inspired to listen to each other too. And that this, like Tanya Davis says, this healing wave, you know, that happens through art and really creating culture. And it can be extractive just like everything else, and it is a business, and it is, you know, it is our day-to-day lives, but we've got to be kind to each other. And so it's just a way of documenting, a way of being, I think, in the artist work, where you are part of it.
Yes. Oh, honestly, what I heard in that is sort of a three-step process. But for me, the deep listening means this ability to emotionally process whatever the art is centered around, to walk through this embodiment process of moving through that, and then to have this healing and this what is next, what is coming after. And that is exactly what we're needing in our world right now. And I'm just honored that artists and creatives and people just like you stand up and fight for that for us. We're so grateful to have you.
No, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to wrap up soon. I know that there's so many projects that goes on for you. Like, let us know, how can people get in contact with you? How can they stay involved with your journey? How can they show up? How can they contribute? What would you like to share with our audience who's listening today?
Yeah, just connect through the Climate Listening Project. That's my kind of hub for all my projects. And I'm really excited. I'll be continuing the Gulf Coast Murals project. So visit gulfcoastmurals.com to get involved there as well.
I love it. Well, we have maybe a 30 seconds. Is there any one tiny clip of a story that you've maybe learned from somebody that you would love to just highlight or drive people to, either the Gulf Coast love story or something more?
Gosh, you know, I am really excited about the opportunity to have dancers, poets, musicians, to have all this local art featured in this film, and not only to then be in the film, but people can go and see the murals. Like, there is actual art that is building along the Gulf Coast. We want others to get involved too, to feel safe here, you know, and to build the Gulf Coast that we want, this beautiful vision. Everybody loves the Gulf Coast, from the bayous to the beaches. And so stand with us, protect the Gulf.
Mm, I love it. I'm just going to drop that mic for 1 second. Protect the Gulf. Well, truly, Dana, thank you so much for being here, really. And as always, this is Art Heroes with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradio.us or arthero.biz. We'd love to hear your show suggestions or any questions you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.